Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We've got some things we need to fix, Atlanta. We're talking about the Falcons heading into this game against the Dolphins. It's Dukes and Bale, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And these are things that are fixable. But, Mike, these gaffes, these issues that keep rearing their ugly head, how do they get fixed?
I mean, look, I screw up a lot, and I apologize a lot. You got to hopefully not make the same mistake. Sometimes I still do. But, yeah, in the case of Ulbrich, I mean – you got assistance. You know, it's not like you're coaching Pop Warner and like, you know, Timmy, get in there. You know what I mean? You've got guys to help you.
Get your helmet.
You cannot have 10 guys on the field in a crucial third. Again, it's bad enough if it's first down, but it's third and 13. Yeah. It's a crucial moment in the game. After you've already had 12 men on the field, you've already had a delay of game on the offensive side. So these things, it's coaching. But as we said, Brick owned it, and we appreciate him owning it. Now fix it. And let's not monkey around anymore, and let's get our guys in a position to make plays. But you're right, man. This team is inconsistent. They don't do well outdoors. They don't do well on the road. All of a sudden, that game in New England seems really scary. The game in Berlin is very scary for logistics and everything that comes with that. And then this Colts team is like one of the surprise stories in the NFL.
They're real. They run the ball extremely well. They got a running back that has 10 touchdowns, guys, already this season.
And it's Daniel Jones 2.0, and they're playing good defense.
They are. We are scoring 26 points a game at home. On the road, we're averaging 10. Remember, we didn't score against Carolina. So we are, at least right now, doesn't mean this will be this the entire season, but we are a much better team at home than we are on the road. You got to fix that, though, because if you're going to win in the playoffs, more likely, Mike, you're going to have to go on the road. And so we've got to become more efficient and better on the road than we have been as of late.
Guy hit us up earlier on the text line. Jimmy says, what do you think about us making the playoffs? Well, I mean, we had a 71% chance we'd beaten the 49ers. I think we dropped down to like 30 and change. How did we lost? Like, there's still a lot of football to be played. Tampa Bay is now dealing without Mike Evans.
That's right.
You know, they've got a number of injuries. But still, I mean, I'm not saying I've lost hope on the division, because if you're a Tampa fan, you probably felt you had no shot when we were 6-3 to win the division. So stranger things have happened. I still would love to have an extra home game this year as a Falcon fan, get back in the playoffs and have it at the Benz. But, I mean, the NFC is pretty loaded. You could argue that Green Bay and Chicago, I mean, even Chicago's got aspirations. We're looking up at them in the playoff standings right now. We're the 11th seed based on conference record and win percentage in the NFC.
Yeah, look, the division thing, it's still attainable. But being 0-2 in the division,
you need
now,
help.
Yeah, that's the issue. All right, we got to handle the Dolphins. That's first and foremost. That's in front of us. We're going to talk to Coach Rock coming up at the bottom of the hour, guys. Stay tuned for that. And also, Charlie Warner's going to stop by the show as well. Go Dogs. We will talk to him about his role in this offense and the run game and all those things as well. But right now, we got to get to 4th-and-1. Look. Look, players rarely, if ever, blame another player for a team's demise, even if that player is the reason. I don't know what the hell Woody Johnson is doing with the Jets. The owner literally came out, not a guy on the street.
Right.
The owner put these losses on Justin Fields. Now, here's the deal. He is a part of the reason why the Jets are 0-4.
Right.
But the owner should never do this, Mike, when you start to – because guess what? You could be next, middle linebacker. Wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, you could be next. Like, he comes out and literally puts this blame on Justin Fields. I want you to hear what he said here because he's supporting Aaron Glenn. And here's the irony, guys. Aaron Glenn chose Justin to be his guy.
Right. So at the end of the day, you're still taking a shot.
You're taking
out
a shot.
Coach, in addition to your QB.
Here's Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that we've got, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Wow.
You got to complete some pass. You got to convince them that you can do something.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, this guy's going to break down football for you. A guy that probably eats a grilled cheese with a knife and fork. Woody Johnson. Great article in the New York Post from Chris Conazaro. Woody Johnson's unavoidable Jets gas bagging is going to get him exactly what he deserves.
That's right.
Which is no one's going to want to play for you.
No, it's not the way you handle business. Here's Woody talking about how Aaron Glenn is the real deal.
If I were a player, I would respond to him because he's the real deal. He's no BS. There's no second agendas. What you're hearing is the truth. And a lot of times players don't get the truth. They get a lot of gobbledygook.
The same guy who fired Robert Saleh.
That's right.
When the Jets were still alive in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And basically this owner derailed the Jets season completely. I mean, that's a fact, okay? You still had Aaron Rodgers. You still had big-time wide receiver, big-time running back, decent enough healthy defense. You did this to your team. This guy, I hate upper-class, rich twit owners, yes, of the Johnson & Johnson family, you know, who now, this guy, you know, silent partner, now he's going to sit there and say, well, I get it, Fields is struggling, you know. Now you're going to, in the same breath, tell you how much you believe in your coach after you just said the coach has got a guy in there who can't do the job.
Yeah, it's Mike. Daniel Snyder was the worst owner in the NFL. I think Woody Johnson is the worst owner
ding,
in the
ding,
NFL.
Ding, ding, ding.
I
yes,
really
sir.
Do. And look, he's not doing all the disparaging things off the field that Snyder was accused of and ultimately proved to be true.
No, he's just an incompetent old twit.
But he is the worst owner in the league. Like, yes. This is bad.
You got the worst. This is a franchise. Again, you guys know the story. I've never been to the Super Bowl since Joe Namath took it there and won it.
That's right.
And a litany of things have gone wrong for the Jets. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's like just like when things are going poorly here, a lot of Falcon fans say, you know, when does Arthur Blank get heat? But, I mean, the buck stops ultimately with the owner.
All right. A.J. Brown guys posted a pic on Insta with the caption, quote, using me but not using me. Day-Day, what is he talking about? What is he saying here? And everybody keeps talking about his time in Philly is going to be up.
Is our conduit to what the kids are saying?
I guess so. Use me, but don't use me? I mean, what is he saying? He just caught – dude, you caught a couple of touchdowns this last week.
Now, normally Chris Turtle Thomas was our conduit to reading people's minds on the internet.
Yeah.
Day-Day, do you have a feeling about this, using me, not using me?
You know, I really don't. I mean, but it's very interesting to your point about people saying, does this mean his time is coming to an end in Philadelphia because he just won't stop?
Yeah. I've said I don't think they let him go. They know they're better with him right now, even with all this complaining. And they're trying to make another Super Bowl run. After the season, let's have this conversation. Because this is every week. You're putting these vague tweets out there and this stuff on Insta and wherever else you're posting. You know, use me, but not using me. Dude, you caught a touchdown. You had a really good game last week. And by the way, your quarterback was trying to find you. Meanwhile, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coach Raheem Morris on the way. Mike, what do you make of this Sean Payton-Russell Wilson beef?
Yeah, I heard the cut on Andy Rende today. Bo Johnson played it. Oren could play it for you because he basically pops off and throws shade at his former quarterback in Denver, Russell Wilson. Take a listen.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent 4 of my early years there coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11, close with the mayor, Tisch family. And, you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that that change would have happened long after our game.
Now, he could have been talking to Mr. Mara before the game on the field. Mr. Mara's battling cancer, but he is still attending games for the Giants, in case you're wondering how he would have contact with him, because or maybe at an owner's or coach's meeting, whatever. Either way, these guys, he was in the organization with Parcells. That's how he knows Mara. But what do you make, though, of him throwing shade at Russ without making a comment directly at Russ?
Here's where this is petty and ridiculous on Sean Payton's behalf, and I've said this. I'm not a fan of Sean Payton. I respect the fact that he's one of the best coaches in the league, and he's showing it again. Hated him as a Saints coach because I just did. But, dude, you won. You won.
You scored 33 points in an amazing comeback to win.
Well, not only that, Mike. You won this. You cut him because you didn't like him, and you ate $85 million. You have a new quarterback. You went to the playoffs last year and proved to everybody that you could coach. What are you complaining about? And I almost used the B word there. Shut up. You won, Sean Payton. This is so petty and ridiculous to say, oh, well, you know, let me take another shot at Russ. But Russ came back, and I will say this.
He got onto social media.
He never does this. His tweet, his post was classless, but not surprised in talking about Sean Payton. Didn't realize you were still bounty hunting 15 years plus through the media. And that's funny.
Yeah, because of course, Sean Payton missed the season over bounty gate.
Yes, right. Which everybody, you know, at that point was calling him a fraud because they tried to lie and say they didn't do all this stuff. But, yeah, man, let it go. You won. You cut the dude. Y'all cut a check. He's wherever he is, and you are where you are. He can't let
right.
it go.
Sean Payton is a brilliant offensive coach. I mean, no one debates that. But he just has that I don't know, called a killer instinct. Sometimes it manifests itself the wrong way, like when he's giving Devontae Freeman the choke sign on the sideline or something like this with Russell Wilson. But, again, come on, dude. You won the freaking game. Revel in the amazing victory. You're throwing that stuff out there. Meanwhile, boy, things are tough in Baltimore. Now, Lamar Jackson is practicing. That's a good sign with Baltimore. But an article in the Baltimore Sun says, Harbaugh has taken away all your toys. No fun allowed, Carl. During Ravens practice or at the facility, no more ping pong tables, basketball hoop, cornhole, video game consoles are all out of the locker room. Going back to a high school approach so you guys start winning again.
I don't know if this works. Everybody up there is outraged. Not necessarily the fans. But guys on that team are, because now, you're treating us like high school kids.
We're a perennial playoff team.
Yes.
We're just decimated with injuries right now.
That's the only reason they're not winning. And now you want to take out the ping pong team? You want to take our fun away?
Guy's only had 2 years out of 17 where he's under 500 in his career. He's one of the great coaches. But still, that almost like smacks of desperation, doesn't
it? This is the only fun I have when I come in
here. Come on, man. I will say this. I do know, and we always joked around the old days, Carl, of like the sound bites of Super Bowl year. Every sound bite of the Falcons in the background.
Ping. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, going down, but not in Baltimore, pal.
Yeah,
you play pig pot on your own time, mister.
Doesn't make any sense to me, man. Hey, coming up, Raheem Morris is on the way. What's on Dede's mind as
What's next, foosball?
Ping pong table. Hey, also, Wes is going to join us. Wes Durham, the voice of our Falcons, next hour. A lot of Falcon conversation, guys, trying to get to some answers that are going to help our team hopefully pick up another victory. We got to get above 500. It's
right.
Win one, lose one. It's for the birds. We got to get on a streak. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.